And we welcome our listeners who are tuning in to Chris Matthews and the ILS program. Hunter Hornstein here. Brian Sanchez is my partner tonight. We're bringing you women's volleyball action. The DU Penguins coming in with a record of 1-22 and 1-13 in the Pac West, I should say, against California Baptist University. They're 15-9, 7-5 in conference. Your starters for tonight as we get underway here. First for the visiting Cal Baptist University, Jordan Psycho, the freshman. She's out of Chino Hills, California. Number two, Ingrid Carmona, the junior, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Taylor Parker, number five, sophomore, out of San Diego, California. Jenna Dragovic, sophomore, out of Serbia. Number 21, Bree Rauschenbach, the middle blocker, the senior, the six-footer, out of Wildomar, California. And number 23, Jessica Kalamala, the senior outside hitter from Torrance, California. The starting lineup for Gail Stammer in her second year for the Lady Penguins. Jessica Jones, number four, the sophomore outside hitter out of Sacramento, California. Rhea Falea-Lili, the former Jackrabbit out of Long Beach Poly, the sophomore, number 10. Skylar Moon, the transfer junior, number 12. Number 15, Samantha Rains, the true freshman out of Placerville, California. Sarah Bain is in there. Number 17, the junior out of Aloha, Oregon. And Ashley Sand, the junior middle blocker out of Rohnert Park, California. For our listeners at home, we pause for the national anthem. Please rise. Fans, we are set for volleyball action. The Dominican University of California Penguins here live at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez along with me. The women's team at 1-22, 1-13 in conference, tied for ninth with Chaminade, both of those with one win apiece. Taking on California Baptist University, headed by Ryan McGuire, 15-9, 7-5 in conference for Cal Baptist. They're currently in fifth place with a conference record of 7-5. We want to remind you, you guys can watch games from the Conlin Center live online at www.americaone.com. You can also listen to every Penguin athletic action here live on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Also, you can follow Dominican Athletics on Facebook, facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Dominican Sports or at DU Sports. Also, the homepage of Dominican University, www.dominicanathletics.com, the one-stop place for all of your Dominican athletics needs and wants. Go ahead and tune in right there. Brian Sanchez, welcome you to the broadcast. The Penguins coming home from their trip from Hawaii now, their second-to-last game here, their first game in over a week as they return back to the Conlin Center. They got a win on their road trip out there in Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, I'm expecting them to play with some energy that we haven't really seen at home yet because this is their first time on their home court with the W in the win column.
Absolutely, a very passionate fan base here at the Conlin Center. And the Penguins starting on our left, so the Q on your keyboard, and they will get the ball first. They won the coin toss. Sarah Bain back to serve. Sarah, Rhea, Batchelder, and then the big men up front. Here we go. Away we go. There's cross court hit there by Carmona. Now Jones in the back row. Going to get called there. That's on California Baptist. CBU gets called for touching the net. Point to the Penguins, and they're up quickly 1-0.
That's a start you like to see there. Hunter coming home off the long road trip. Get a point to start this off.
Sarah Bain back to serve once again. She will. It's a good one. Middle of the court there. There's Carmona with the attempted kill, and she gets it just inside the back line, and we're all knotted up here. One apiece.
Yeah, that was the junior from the Dominican Republic there, showing that it's not all baseball from the DR there.
The Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, that's the capital. As the CBUs with the serve, there's Samoon in the back row. Cross-court hit, deflected in front of the net. Rhea Falea-Lili helps it across. Middle of the court, someone's got to get it. They run into each other. Carmona helps it across, but there's Reigns. Here's Jones, helps it across again, mid-court, up in the air. CBU somewhere. There's Carmona, back row, Batchelder, hits it up in the air. Bain to Jones, off the hands in the back court. Here's Carmona again, helps it across. Baines right there, got a good rally going on here. Helped across by Jessica Jones, diving for it is Parker. She's able to get it. Carmona set up again, cross court, blocked in front of the net by Moon. There's Bain, here's Jessica Jones, off of the hands of CBU, and the Penguins win it. Nice job by the Penguins, tenacity at its finest, hanging in there tough, and they win it. The CBUs up against the net, and the Penguins force the issue up front there. They lead 2-1 now. Jessica Jones back to serve. She will. Back row, Kamala. There's Carmona, and she knots it up at two as she hits one right past a diving Katie Batchelder. It's 2-2 now.
You know, I think we're going to have to get used to calling that name because it looks like she's got game over there.
Carmona the junior. She is the go-to woman for Ryan McGuire, the head coach for CBU. Here's Bain, sets for Skylar Moon. Skylar Moon in the back court. Parker's there. Cross-court hit for CBU, bumped up by Rhea Filialili. She's helps it across in front of the net. Once again, CBU off the hands of Reigns. Reigns off the hands of number 15, Glennon. She's the libero there for CBU. Here's Reigns again, blocked in front of the net, out of bounds, and she stepped across the bound. Nope, they're going to say play on, go ahead. CBU with the attempt to kill, and they get it. Rauschenbach ends a long rally there, and the Penguins right now playing pretty consistent ball so far. It's a close game still. No one has run away with it. A couple of good long rallies have gone either way for these teams. It's 3-2 now, Penguins trail. Carmona back to serve. The junior runner, a little short one that Rhea tries to dig out, but she hits it out of bounds, and the Penguins will now trail for the biggest margin, and that's only two. It's 4-2 now, still well within reach. But the Penguins need to be able to stop Carmona somehow as she gets the service ace, and she'll try to do it again. Here's the runner. There's the serve. It's a low liner that's dug out by Jessica Jones. Batchelder to Filialili, who helps it across. Back row for CBU. Carmona, big hit, helps it across. Pancake save by Batchelder. Bain helps it across. McGuire didn't think so, the head coach for CBU. There's the kill for CBU as Kalma ends it off of the hands of a diving Batchelder. CBU up 5-2, slowly starting to pull away. But the Penguins still within reach. And here we go, Carmona. There's Skylar Moon off of the hands in front, back row. Set for Kalama. And there's Rhea Filialili with the kill. How about that? Rhea Filialili, the PacWest Freshman of the Year last year, set up beautifully by Bain. Hits it into the back row. The Penguins get the point, and they stay within shouting reach. It's 5-3, and more importantly, Penguins get the ball back, Brian.
You know, it's been a long time since we've seen Filialili here, and she looks like she's playing with a lot more vigor than before they left for Hawaii.
Skylar Moon, the transfer junior out of Cabrillo College, back to serve. It's a good one in the back row there, dug out by CBU. There's Rauschenbach, and she ends it off the hands of Jessica Jones there. She has got a cannon for a right arm there. Once she gets up in the air, gets that momentum going, very tough to stop there for CBU. They're up 6-3. The deficit now back at three. Rauschenbach back to serve. Throws it way up there and gets it. There's Filialili. The Jackrabbits blocked by Carmona, I should say. Diving stop by Filialili. There's Bain, helps it across. In front of the net, diving attempt, pancake save by Batchelder. Filialili to Carmona, set in front of the net. Carmona again, off of Jessica Jones's hands and out of bounds. Point to CBU, 7-3.
I'll tell you what, Katie Batch is all over the floor right now. This is the fourth time she's hit the ground, making a save for Dominican, and it's great to see.
Called a timeout there by Gail Stammer, and the Penguins right now are going to try to regroup, and they're not out of it yet, Brian. They've been playing pretty consistent ball so far. But you don't want to see the Penguins fall down by any more, to be perfectly honest, because at this point, you got the second to last game of the season. Go all out. Leave everything on the field.
No, you're absolutely right. And it doesn't look like they're getting outplayed by that much, and they're down four on the scoreboard right now, which is a little encouraging because if they could pick up the play a little bit, they'll be right in there, and then they can make a run at this set one.
The Penguins trail 7-3 now as Gail Stammer rallies her troops. But how about Ingrid Carmona, the junior, 5'10", out of the Dominican Republic? An unbelievable player. She has definitely been the go-to for CBU, as has Rauschenbach. Rauschenbach, the senior middle blocker out of Wildomar, California. She went to California Lutheran for high school just 4 years ago as she wraps up her senior year for CBU. Penguins have a senior themselves. She's not in the starting lineup, but she has been a consistent force for Gail Stammer. Kayla Morphew, who will be honored this Friday, November 11th at 7 p.m. It's senior night. Rauschenbach hits it right into the net as we begin play again, and the Penguins get a point back, a gift point. They get the ball back as well, 7-4.
And that's exactly what they needed. They needed an error to get them back in business and get the serve on their side.
Reigns, the freshman, to serve. Carmona digs it out in front of the net, helped across there, and the Penguins are going to get the point. CBU called for lifting the ball up. Not allowed to do that. You got to just kind of bump it up. You can't scoop it out into the air. And the Penguins get another gift point, and they keep the ball, I should say. It's 7-5 now. Reigns to serve. Back row, there's Carmona. Parker sets for Kalama. Kalama in front of the net. There's Baines, sets for Sand. Sand hits a hard one, but it's bumped up by CBU. There's Carmona again. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Ashley Sand once again tries to hit it, and the Penguins are going to get the call as CBU was called for the two-touch, and the Penguins have made it a one-point game, but CBU really has just handed them the last 3 points. Doesn't matter, though. It's 7-6. Penguins looking to equalize here. Reigns with the serve. Parker in front of the net. Blocked in front of the net there by Drakovic as she puts it away. She's got a cannon herself. 6-3, Drakovic is. 8-6 now, and CBU gets the ball back. Jordan Psycho back to serve. Freshman 5'10 with a booming serve, and it just goes outside the back line. And the Penguins on the service error get the point and the ball back. Back to a 1 point deficit. It's 8-7.
I'll tell you what, Cal Baptist keeps leaving Dominican in this game. Hopefully they can burst through and take advantage of it.
Former Jackrabbit, Rhea Falealili back to serve. Long looping serve back there. Psycho digs it out in front of the net. Blocked beautifully by Drakovic. And Drakovic tried to hit it, blocked beautifully by the Penguins. And the Penguins get the point. And we're all tied up at 8.
How about that? Dominican right back in this game. Tied up. We got a new game here in set one. Dominican trying to take advantage.
Falealili, whose parents are listening in Long Beach, California. Former Jackrabbit to serve. There's Kalama off the hands of Falealili, and that's going to go out, and the CBUs get the point back. It's 9-8 now. DU trails.
That was an absolute laser from Kalama.
Missile from Kalama. Jessica Kalama, 5'11", outside hitter from Torrance, California, went to Redondo Union High School. She bounces that ball back as she is back to serve now. Doesn't even take a step, just hits it all muscle there. Baines, that's for Jones. Jones cross court, dug out there by Carmona. There goes Kalama one more time. He tries to hit it. Helped across by Ashley Sand. Baines tries to punish it, and it's blocked in front of the net there by Drakovic. And the Penguins find themselves down 8-10 following that block. CBU still with the ball. Here's the serve. Back court, Hannah Stockett in the game now. There's Jessica Jones in front of the net, blocked beautifully by Parker, but it's still alive. Carmona with the kill and off of the hands of Ashley Sand, out of bounds, and they'll get it. CBU with the point, 11-8 now, and they're starting to pull away once again. Dominican fell down as much as 4 points earlier. They came all the way back after 3 gift points and a service ace. Can they do the same here? Here's the serve. Bain and Stocking, a little miscommunication. There's Samantha Reigns. Now Carmona off of the hands of Jones. Someone's going to get it. No one's going to get it. That ball was hit way too high in the air and way too far out of bounds. Samantha Reigns and Katie Batchelder went back for that one. They weren't unable to come up with it, though. 12-8 now, CBU leads.
Yeah, we hadn't heard Carmona's name for a while. We heard it on back-to-back points now. That spells trouble for Dominican.
Kalama back to serve. Jessica Jones to Bain. Here's Samantha, or Ashley Sand, I should say. Dugouts there by Kalama. Pancake save, but it goes out of bounds. Penguins get the point. Nice kill there by number 18, Ashley Sand.
That was a big time for a point there. Cal Baptist pulling away. Dominican gets the point, gets the ball back with a chance to climb back in this one.
Absolutely. And the way they've been playing, very consistently so far, we don't see the trademark Dominican errors that we have all season. 12-9 now. Maybe that win against Chaminade awakened something here. Here, Parker sets for Carmona. Carmona with the kill. Oh, my goodness. You saw that one set up from way back here in the broadcast booth. Parker to Carmona, and Carmona in front of Hannah Stocking. And just like that, Stocking gets yanked. No, she doesn't. She's still in there. Excuse me. Penguins, though, trail 13-9 here in set number one. There's the serve. Jones to Bain. Bain sets for Moon. Moon just outside of the net. Oh, my goodness. Just outside the back line. CBU with the point. They're starting to pull away now, Brian. 14-9.
Yeah, maybe 5 inches out there. Bad opportunity there for the Penguins, but now if they can get the ball back, they can get back in it.
Missed it by inches as Ainsworth, who's in the game for CBU, back to serve, and she gets a service ace, 15-9, and Ainsworth, who just came into the game, makes her present known right away. And that's going to force Gail Stammer to call a timeout.
Good time for it.
Fans, we'll be right back as the Penguins will reevaluate their strategy here as the Penguins trail 15-9. On the radio home of Penguin Athletics, radio.dominican.edu. She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves a lot of things. Ooh, all night, oh, every night. So hold tight, ooh, baby, hold tight. Radio.dominican.edu. Interrupted there by the very loud buzzer here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, welcome you into the broadcast. Ainsworth back to serve. There's Batchelder over to Jones. Back row, and Reigns gets it out of there. Parker sets for Carmona, and Carmona gets blocked by Skylar Moon, and it falls in. The Penguins with a great block by Skylar Moon, the transfer junior. They get the point, and they're in double digits now, 15-10. Dominican trails by 5.
You know, they put the six-footer Moon in there in the middle for a reason, and she just showed them right there, sent it back home.
Back to serve is Sarah Bain. Ainsworth is out. Rauschenbach is back in. In front of the net, hits the net. And dug out by Parker. Now over back to the DUs. Here's Reigns with the kill. Off of the hands of Kamala. Here's Jones, cross-court hit, blocked in front of the net, off of Stocking, and out of bounds. CBU with the point, 16-10.
And I'll tell you what, right now Cal Baptist is winning the battle at the net, and that's why they have the six-point lead right now.
The Penguins, with multiple opportunities, unfortunately unable to come up with any of them as they've been blocked. Virtually all of them. Parker back to serve. Batchelder bumps it back up, but she bumps it behind her. Jones, though, helps it across and gets that ball out of there. And number one, Jordan Psycho, the freshman, is going to get called for helping the ball across a little too much, and the Penguins get that point right back, 16-11. They're hanging tough. Stocking is going to take a seat. Here comes Falea Lili. Jessica Jones is back to serve. Jessica Jones hits that ball, then looks at her hand. The serve just hits the net, and it goes into the ground. And did they save it? No. The ball hit the ground. Number 15, Megan Gilney, thought she got a pancake save. Referees say no way. It's a service ace for Jones, and the Penguins get a point, 16-12. Back to serve is Jones. Looks at the right hand, visualize, and there's the hit. It's a better one this time, and it goes off of the hands into the backcourt, and it just gets out of bounds. Service ace, two in a row there for Jones, putting the team on her back, 16-13. Penguins cut the deficit in half.
The Jessica Jones show from the line right now, Hunter.
How much have we seen her just put literally the team on her back and really the MVP in a lot of people's opinions of this squad? Jessica Jones doing it all. Here's her next serve, Parker in front of the net. There's Psycho off the hands of Moon and out of bounds. CBU says not so fast. We can score two, and Psycho puts it away. They get the point back, 16, now 17-13. Penguins trail. CBU with the ball. And Carmona back to serve. The Dominican serves it to the Dominicans as Samantha Raines in front of the net, blocked up, and it just hugs the net, and Jordan Psycho got called for that one as well as she got a little too personal with the net there, 17-14.
I'll tell you what, though, for a freshman center, Psycho delivers the ball with some authority. It's impressive.
The Chino's Hills product, Psycho is. Great last name. Very intimidating. Skylar Moon back to serve. Low line drive. Parker to Kamala. Kamala over to Jones, who digs it out. There's Faleolili, a little too much. Oh, the CBU's helped out the Penguins there. Helped across by Carmona, and just like that, they get another point in front of a diving Bane and a diving Skylar Moon, 18-14. Moon's going to take a seat. Here comes Katie Batch.
Carmona with the touch shot there shows she's not just a power player. She's an all-around player.
Saw nobody was in the middle there, and she helped it across herself. Rauschenbach back to serve. Jones to Bane. Here's Faleolili with the kill. Oh, my goodness. I know it's Christmas time. It's not Christmas time, I should say, but my goodness. There's a present from Faleolili.
Hunter, if I would have blinked, I would have missed that shot.
My goodness. What a hit. Penguins trail, 18-15, and Samantha Raines shanks it just right, goes out of bounds. Service error, and CBU gets the ball back, and they get the point, 18-15 now. Penguins hanging tough, though, here in this set number one. Jordan Psycho, the freshman, back to serve for CBU. A big hit. Someone's got to save it, and there's Sarah Bain, helped across by Samantha Raines. In front of the net, blocked beautifully by Ashley Sand. Parker sets for Kamala. Kamala off the hands of Jessica Jones. Bain in front of the net, cross court, Faleolili with the kill. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-lay-li, Rhea Faleolili with the kill, 19-16.
And I'll tell you what, she is playing with some passion right now. Maybe getting the win under their belt, they got the taste of it and they want some more.
Hey, Penguins hanging tough here, Brian, as we haven't seen this kind of play in a long time from the Penguins. Maybe coming home after that long road trip in Hawaii in front of a pretty packed Conlin has jump-started then. There's Carmona with the kill, set beautifully by Parker. Carmona, that was picturesque as she put it away. Nothing Stocking could do about it in the back row, 20-16.
Carmona could sense Faleolili taking over the game there. She decided to throw one down herself.
And every big kill is a momentum changer, and CBU definitely got the momentum back right there. There's Ashley Sand off the hands, somehow hit across. Carmona helps it across. Batchelder with a diving save. Here's Jessica Jones. Jones with the kill. Carmona couldn't do anything about it. Jessica Jones says, not so fast. I got some hops too, and I've got a cannon of my own, and she delivers. 20-17. Penguins hanging very tough here in a great set number one. Ashley Sand sporting the goggles back to serve. Line drive, Carmona digs it out, and it's going to go out of bounds, and the Penguins with two consecutive points.
This is a different team, Hunter. This is a different team than it was when they left for Hawaii.
20-18, the service ace by Ashley Sand, the junior. She'll try to do it again. Penguins within striking distance. Low line drive, dug out there by Kamala. There's Psycho, helps it across. Someone's got to get it. No one's going to get it, and the Penguins cough up the point right there. 21-18, CBU leads.
Yeah, that was a tough one right there. Putting CBU that much closer to the limit at 25, that one hurts.
Penguins get a break as Drakovich is out and Chloe Ainsworth is in. Drakovich at 6'3", Ainsworth at 5'9". Definitely height advantage shifts a little bit to the even side. And as Ainsworth, though, is beautiful at giving CBU service aces, and that's just what she does. Off the hands of number three, Hannah Stocking, and the Penguins find themselves looking at CBU with a 22-18 lead. And Hannah Stocking is going to get pulled. Nope. Looks like Samantha Raines is instead the true freshman, giving way to Lachelle Roulon, the junior. Ainsworth, there's the serve. Dug out in front of the net. Bain helps it across to Jessica Jones. Off the hands in front of the net, CBU. Parker's going to set for Carmona. Carmona off of Jessica Jones and the Penguins give up another one. CBU now leads 23-18.
I'll tell you what, Hunter, you get a lot of pitchers coming out of the Dominican Republic, and Carmona has a fastball.
Unbelievable hit there by Carmona. Ainsworth, though, gives it up as she gets a service ace. Katie Batchelder watched that one the entire way, just outside the back line. 23-19, Penguins still can go on a scoring run here and come all the way back. They would stun CBU if they did so. Sarah Bain back to serve. Skylar Moon, Jessica Jones, and Samantha Raines up front. In the middle is Batchelder and Stocking. Here's the service error right into the net. My goodness, not what the Penguins needed right there. And they give the ball back to CBU. And they gave up another point. 24-19 here. CBU looking to put it away as Taylor Parker with the serve. Here we go. It's a low line drive. Bain for off of the hands of Jessica Jones. Back to Dominican side. There's Skylar Moon. Helps it across. In front of the net is Rockenbach. Rockenbach, though, helps it across as Jones dug out there somehow. And there's Carmona. Carmona didn't get the kill, but the Penguins are called for touching the net. And just like that, that's how set number one ends. CBU with the winner, 25-19. The Penguins, a valiant effort, unfortunately unable to come through and find themselves down 1-0.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they didn't pull that set out, but it's nothing they can hang their heads about. 25-19 was how they lost that one. It's not that bad. They're able to come back. It looks like if they can just steady up the service game a little bit, they're going to be able to be in this one. So going into set two, the Penguins are coming in hot. And they came in well out of the Hawaii trip, spent a long time on the road. But they've come in and they're playing good volleyball. Frankly, they're playing better than we saw them before they left on the Hawaii trip. Maybe it is having the win. Now that they're not pressing every time they go out to get a win, it's going to work out for them. Because it seems like not having a win was getting in their head before they left for Hawaii. Like every time something started to go wrong, they were worried about losing that game too. But now that they have a win under their belt, Hunter, they're a little more confident.
Absolutely, and you can tell from this game that CBU had opportunities to run away with it. And the Penguins didn't let that happen. You know, they got some gift points here and there. But to be honest, the Penguins really weren't that much outplayed in this game. It was a very even match, maybe up front with Rockenbach and maybe Carmona's kills were the only thing that swayed the advantage to CBU. But to be honest, it looked like the Penguins were really within their element. They stayed within themselves and played a great game.
You know what? On paper, Cal Baptist looks better than Dominican. They're a bigger team. They've got more wins in the win column. But you couldn't tell out on the court right now because Dominican is hanging right there with them.
Absolutely. They are staying with them. And you know what? That's going to be key to see how they respond after a game one loss. You know, they've been in this situation a lot before. And they're not afraid to take it to game number five. That's how they beat Chaminade in five games. And the Penguins, though, they can even this thing right up. They're well within reach. They can do it. If they get off to a good start like they did last time, they're going to be able to do it.
Another encouraging thing from that first set, it seems like all year, every set, it's either Jones or it's Filialili. One of them is going off. Tonight, it looks like they're both on point. They're both tied for the team lead with three kills after that first set. If they can work together and win a game as a unit, those two, that's how they're going to get back into this match.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. The Penguins fell 25-19 in set number one and find themselves staring at a 1-0 hole. Very capable of coming back, though. And they might play well into the night here at the Conlin Center after returning home from the week-long Hawaii trip where they did find themselves with the win against Chaminade. The Penguins, though, getting their pep talk to our right, they will switch. So CBU on the Q side of your keyboard, the Penguins on the P side, P for Penguins, Q for CBU.
Might want to check your spelling there a little bit, Hunter.
A little bit. Might want to. The Penguins are going to send out Samantha Raines, Ashley Sand, Sarah Bain, Skylar Moon, and Jessica Jones.
They're going big.
And Rhea Filialili, absolutely. Sending out the hard hitters, as they will. Gail Stammer's throwing all her chips into the pot right now, it seems like.
You know, I like it. Usually you don't see moon, sand, and rains on the court at the same time, but I like it.
The 3 6-footers on this team, definitely giving the Penguins, evening up that height advantage. As number 5, Taylor Parker will go back to serve, and the CBUs will send out Rockenbach, Psycho, Carmona, and number 23, Kalama, as well as the libero, Megan Jelini.
Yeah, that is the libero tonight. That's number 15, Megan Glennie.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that one. Away we go here in set number one. Bain in front of the net. Here's Jessica Jones off the hands of CBU, but they somehow dig it out. Helped across by Carmona. It hit the antenna, and the Penguins get the point. Penguins off to a good start, much like game one. They'd like a different outcome, though, as they're searching for the equalizing set win. But they're up 1-0 early. Jessica Jones back to serve. Back row for CBU. Here's Carmona with the kill in front of Katie Batchel. There's really nothing she could do about that. Carmona hits that ball with such force, it just drives it into the ground, hard, like a hard sinker, almost like a Fausto Carmona hard sinker from the Cleveland Indians.
Runs in the family.
It must. The namesake, at least. Here's Falea Lili, who saves it in front of the net, just over the net, and the Penguins get the point. And it looks like Skylar Moon comes up a little lame here, flexing that left ankle. Ashley Sands going to tap her out. She's going to stay in. She's a tough player. She's going to stay in. Back to serve. She takes her time, though. She might have landed awkwardly, Brian. Didn't really see what was going on in front of the net there. But she definitely came up lame.
No, yeah, I saw that one, Hunter. She came down and she landed on the outside of her foot, rolled her ankle a little bit.
She's going to flex that ankle now, but she's still back to serve. Flexing the ankle. The trainer, Jesse Maza, out here, keeping an eye. Hits a line drive for Rauschenbach, who hits it off the hands of Samantha Raines, and it goes out of bounds. And Skylar Moon's had enough. She's going to take a seat as Jesse Maza is going to tend to her. She looks like that ankle just was giving her too much problems. Rauschenbach back to serve. Back of the court there for Jones. Bain sets it for Ashley Sand. Ashley Sand with a big hit, but there's Carmona. Carmona with a big hit of her own off of Sarah Bain, and the CBUs split this game, split the tie, and lead 3-2.
I'll tell you, Carmona hit that one so hard, Bain barely had time to get her hands up. There's no way she's going to make a play on it.
Rauschenbach, the righty, with another big serve, and it just finds the net. Oh, my goodness. Another service ace, and CBU has found themselves with 3 consecutive points. 4-2 now they lead.
Dominican's going to get right back into this one. They're going to have a chance.
They got to stop it right here as Rauschenbach back to serve. Another liner, and that one was hit too hard. She got a little greedy there. Hit a nice big line drive to the back of the net. Almost one-hopped the ball at the Conlon Center here. Penguins get the point. They cut the deficit to 1. Samantha Raines, a true freshman, back to serve. She hits a looper that will go high in the air. And there is Kamala. Kamala is blocked by Falea Lili. Falea Lili with the attempted kill, blocked by Psycho in front of the net. And the CBUs get the point back, 5-3.
I'll tell you, the 5'10 freshman Psycho may not be a 6-footer, but she jumps so high she might as well be.
And only a freshman, too, so we'll get to see a lot more of her in the years to come. Speaking of Psycho, she's back to serve. Really throws that ball up in the air there as Jones is right there for Bain. Falea Lili cross court, blocked in front of the net there by number 13, Katie Givens. And Falea Lili had all the makings of a typical Falea Lili kill, but Givens was right there and said, no way. 6-3. Back to serve Psycho again. Big one off the hands of Katie Batch. Rain sets for Falea Lili, who just helps it across. Carmona in the backcourt. There's Kamala to Bain to Ashley Sand with the kill.
There she is in the middle. That's what we were talking about earlier, having the big girls up front take over this game. They need to match the play of the Cal Baptist net players.
Penguins keep this one close. 6-4 now. Rhea Faleilili back to serve. Low line drive just off of the hands of Carmona, and it's a service ace for the Penguins. Look at that, 6-5.
That ball had eyes right there, Hunter. It saw the opening and it dove straight down into it.
Thought it might stay in the air a little bit longer, but it just died. And she hits a low line drive, Rockenbach. There's Psycho, sets for Kamala. Kamala to Batchelder, who sets for Bane. Helped across by Ashley Sand with the kill. We're all tied up at 6. Ashley Sand, instead of just going ahead and swatting that thing down, helped it across and found open court. Faleilili with the serve, back court. Here's CBU, Givens, back court. There's Batchelder, Bane sets it for Jones, and Jones finds the back court. Jones with the kill. The Penguins going on a bit of a scoring run here. They now lead it 7-6.
And Bane is setting up her teammates beautifully. In the win at Chaminade, she had 44 assists in that game, so she's an integral part of this offense.
Absolutely, and Sarah Bane, when she's going right, she's going right. Faleilili with her third consecutive serve goes to the middle of the court, helped across there by Givens. Now Carmona bumps it up. Here's Psycho, sets for Kalama. Dug out by the Penguins. They're going to have to get rid of it now as Jones just helps it across. Set for Rauschenbach, and she puts it away. Whew, my goodness. When she gets a perfect set and times it beautifully, there's really no stopping her, and that's a point that the Penguins are just going to have to concede. And game two is tied. Back to serve Kamala. Kamala over to Katie Batch for Bane. And there's Jessica Jones, who hits the top of the net and bowls out of bounds. And the Penguins now find themselves trailing 8-7 as CBU takes the lead.
You know, Jessica Jones has springs in her legs, and she outjumped the ball on that one.
Kamala back to serve. Faleilili hits it up but doesn't hit it the way she wants to, and Jones is going to have to help it across. Kamala in the back court sets it for Psycho. Psycho to Rauschenbach. Rauschenbach helps it across. Jones tried to save it. She did, but nobody was there to help her out, and the ball falls in. The Penguins get penalized. It's 9-7.
Yeah, Dragovic, the 6'3 sophomore out of Serbia, is playing big in the middle right now.
Katie Batch with the dig from the serve, and there's Jessica Jones off the hands of Dragovic, and it goes out of bounds. Hit her hands and almost bounded into the stands there for the Penguins. 9-8 now. Penguins trail. And Gail Stammer wants a substitution. Looking for it. And they're going to substitute Moon for Lauren Clark. Moon, who came out of injury, technically has to be substituted back out. And also Katie Batch is going to take a seat as well. Ashley Sand back to serve. And she hits it just right as the service error goes against the Penguins. 10-8 now. CBU leads.
Yeah, Carmona was there on that one at the edge, and there was no problem for her there. She's a smart player. She lets that one go out of bounds. It's not an issue. Cal Baptist back to serve.
Jessica Jones digs out that serve. Here's Sarah Bain, and Jessica Jones is set for off the hands of Kamala into the net, dug out there by Rockenbach. Jones gets sets again off the hands of Given, somehow dug out there by Adhow, off the hands of Jessica Jones as Carly Campbell puts it away. Excuse me, not Carly Campbell, that was Ingrid Carmona. She with the killer off the hands of Jessica Jones and went out of bounds. Penguins now trail 11-8. Jessica Jones with the pancake save in front of the net. Too much hit there by Bree Rauschenbach, and Rauschenbach gives the Penguins a point. It's 11-9 now. She hit that just a little too far.
Yeah, and we've seen the Cal Baptist error send Dominican on a run already in this game. It's time for another one.
Answorth takes a seat as she's going to get subbed in. Bane back to serve. And Bane tried to dive for Carmona's help across, and it didn't came up empty. 12-9 now. Game two, Penguins trailing.
And if Dominican wants a shot at winning this match, they're going to have to find a way to control Carmona because she is going crazy right now.
Running rampant for CBU is Carmona. Back to serve now. Number 5, Taylor Parker, who just checked into the game. Back court off of Faleilili's hands, out of bounds, and a service ace for CBU. They get the point, 13-9 now here in a must-win game two for the Penguins. Valealili made the mistake. She gets yanked. Lauren Clark back to serve. Hannah Stocking back in there as well. Stocking, speaking of Stocking, digs it out. Helped across there by Jones. Parker in front of the net. Rauschenbach with the kill attempt. Saved by the Penguins. And they go into the net, and the Penguins give the point to CBU, 14-9. Brian, CBU starting to pull away.
Yeah, and right there we saw a communication error, which is really hamstring Dominican all year, but that was the first one of this match, so that's a good sign.
Parker back to serve, rolls the ball in her hand, and then sends it off. Off of Stocking's hands, and she hits it to the right, and that's not where you want to hit it. Goes out of bounds. Penguins now trail 15-9.
Yeah, they need to go on a run now before this thing gets out of reach, Hunter.
Parker wants to go on a run for CBU and put it out of reach. And just like that, the Penguins get a gift as Parker hits it right into the net. The service error gives the ball back to the Penguins, and more importantly, it finally gives them a point. And now they can focus on closing the gap as they trail by 5, 15-10.
Man, that error came at the perfect time.
Jessica Jones looks at that back of her right hand, runs up with the serve. Off the hands in the backcourt. Parker sets for Psycho backcourt. There's Rhea Falealili with the kill. 15-11 now. 4 points are only separating the Penguins from tying CBU. They get the ball back, and Jessica Jones gets back to serve.
You know, down four, it's time for the Jessica and Rhea show.
Jones, there's the serve. Inside the net, and the Penguins get the service ace, and that's just what the doctor ordered there. Jessica Jones putting the team on her back, and you said it, Brian, the Jessica Jones show. 15-12 now, Penguins closing the gap even further. Jones stares at that backhand. Here we go. Can she do it again? Off the hands of Kalama. There's Psycho, who hits it just a little bit too far. And the Penguins get another point here as Psycho unloaded into the backcourt. A good idea. Nobody was there, but she hit it a little too hard, and the Penguins get another point. It's 15-13 now. And Kamala will take a seat. And number four, Carly Campbell, back to serve. Wait, it should be 15-14, should it not?
No, I believe 15-13 is correct.
Maybe I just want the Penguins to get a couple more points. And just like that, Jessica Jones hits it too far backcourt, and it's 16-13 now.
But the key is they're back in it.
Absolutely. A three-run scoring run. Three-point scoring run, I should say. That makes more sense. Four-point scoring run. One of those, and the Penguins are right back in it. Carmona with the serve. There's Skylar Moon back in the game. Ankle must be feeling better, but her arm is definitely feeling great. Maybe a little too great. Hit that ball a little too hard and went out of bounds there. 17-13 now. CBU looking to pull away from the Penguins right now. Carmona back to serve. Carmona back court off of Jones's hands. There's Bain. Falealili is going to have to help it across, and she doesn't get enough on it. Hits the net, and the Penguins now are just giving points to CBU. 18-13. It's going to force Gail Stammer to call a timeout. The Penguins trail in game two here, 18-13. You're listening to the radio home of Dominican Athletics, radio.dominican.edu.
We're back here at Collins Center. Dominican down by 5 points. Hunter Hornstein on the call.
18-13, fans. Welcome you back to the Collins Center. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez. 18-13, Carmona with the serve. Back row, Here's Faleolili, who gets set up, and he just hits just a little too far, just a bit outside. 19-13 there, Penguins trail. As the senior, Kayla Morphew is going to come on in for Rhea Faleolili. Carmona back to serve. Carmona looking to put CBU in the red zone here as her team already won game one, looking to win game two. Bumped up by Morphew. Morphew helps it across now. Diving stop there by Kalama as Psycho tried to unleash, and Bain was right there. And there's Jessica Jones with the kill off of Carmona's hands. Jessica Jones puts the Penguins right back in it, 19-14.
And Dominican needs to go on a run, because as much work as they did to get that deficit down from 6-2, it's back to 5, so they need to go on a run.
Back to square one now, and the Penguins are more than capable of coming back. Katie Batchelder with the long looping serve that just barely got over the net. There's Kalama. Sam Raines sets for Morphew, who hits it to the back row, but CBU puts it away, and there's Psycho. Oh my goodness, what a hit in front of Katie Batchelder. Psycho just went off on that one, 20-14.
Oh man, Psycho goes crazy on the ball.
A psychotic hit for Psycho, Brian?
Absolutely.
Back to serve is Rauschenbach out of Wildomar, California. Cross-court serve in the back row. Bain will set for Ashley Sand, who helps it across. CBU, though, digs it out somehow, and Carmona is going to help it across. There's Bain. Here's Samantha Raines, who sets for Jessica Jones. Back row. Kalama off of the hands of Sam Raines, but it also hits the net, so the Penguins, by default, will get that point. 20-15 now. 5-point deficit, but the Penguins can go on a run right here and maybe slow CBU.
And they need to do it now before it's too late.
Sam Raines back to serve. Into the back row. Here's Carmona off of the hands of Katie Batchelder. How did she get that one? Cross-court hit there by Kayla Morphew. Off the hands again from Psycho. And Psycho just punishing Katie Batchelder in the back row there, Brian.
But Batchelder is doing a great job. She is not backing down. She's getting her hands up, and she's stopping these bullets from Cal Baptist.
Not at all. Maybe one of the hardest working players on this team, Gail Stammer says. 21-15 now, fans. Penguins trail. Long serve there by Psycho. Ashley Sand helps it across, and it just goes out of bounds. Nice job by Ashley Sand. It hit one of the CBU players, and then it went out of bounds. Penguins get the point, staying right there. 21-16, they get the point back.
And with Baptist in the red zone, it's kind of now or never time for Dominican Hunter.
This would be the opportunity the Penguins need. There's Morphew with the serve. Kamala gets it, helps it across. Back row, Morphew. Bain bumps it up for Sam Raines. Sam Raines into the back row. There's Psycho, who sets for Carmona off of the net, and then it going off of Sam Raines' hands. And I think when it hit the net, that's what messed up Sam Raines there. She was right in position. It hit the net, though, and kind of hopped it, short hopped her, went out of bounds. She did put her hands up, you know, natural defense right there. And the Penguins are forced to call a timeout, now trailing 22-16.
Yeah, you know, it's tough when it seems like even the net is working against you, as it's been helping out Cal Baptist. But Dominican is hanging tough. If they can go on, they need to get the serve back. If they go on a run, they're not out of it yet, but pretty soon it's going to be too late.
Yeah, no, this is when you need to come through right now. Trailing 22-16 now. Remember, 25 is the magic number for CBU, and they're close. Down just 3 from that, and they come through here. They put the Penguins in a place where they're all too familiar with, down 2-0.
And I'll tell you what, when you're 3 points away from finishing a set, you're never far when you have Carmona on your team.
Carmona has been putting on a clinic tonight here at the Conlin Center. Jessica Jones, though, I think it's fair to say, has been pretty much matching her, though. She had that nice run of service aces that brought the Penguins back. The Penguins playing without Kelsey Lardner tonight. Kelsey, who in practice over in Hawaii, hairline fracture in her hand, most likely done for the season. It is only 2 games left, but Kelsey Lardner has been such a consistent force there, setting the ball in the middle. That responsibility now goes to Sarah Bain. And Skylar Moon hasn't returned either. So Penguins down a couple players, a couple of key players at that. Carly Campbell back to serve for CBU. There's Batchelder for Ashley Sand, who The CBUs get it out of there. Back over in front of the net. Here's Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones gets blocked in front of the net, and CBU is called for reaching over the net. And the Penguins get a gift point right there, much needed. They can't afford to give up too many more. It's 22-17 now. And just as we were talking about her, Skylar Moon's back in the game. It's Ashley Sand. Ashley Sand dug out there by CBU. Carmona puts it away. My goodness, she has got a cannon for an arm. Carmona set beautifully there by, it looked like Psycho set it for Carmona, and Carmona puts it away. 23-17, CBU gets that point right back.
I'll tell you what, Carmona continues to impress, and she's going to be a problem for the rest of the night.
Chloe Answorth is back in the game to serve it. Morphew to Bain in front of the net. There's Jessica Jones blocked in front of the net by Carmona. Carmona gets it. Oh, my goodness. Jessica Jones was read like a book by Carmona. She went up, blocked it, went into the net, and then dropped to the ground. The Penguins penalized. 24-17. Match point here for CBU. There's the serve. It's a low liner. Here's Bain. Sam Raines gets it out of there in front of the net. Psycho for Carmona. Carmona off the hands of Morphew, and that's going to do it. And just like that, CBU silences DU. They're up 2-0, Brian.
Yeah, and Dominican played well until the end of that set. It seems like it kind of got away from them, but they're definitely in a position where they can come back and win the third set because they haven't played poorly, and they seem like they can match up with Cal Baptist.
25-17, your final here in game two. The Penguins now trailing down 2-0 in the best of five set to California Baptist University. The Penguins need a win here in this set number three to keep their hopes alive for the second to last game of the season here at the Conlin Center. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to recap the first two games as well as all of what's going to happen here in set number three. The Penguins trailing 2-0. They fall 25-17 here. You're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. To my stereo.